We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
And so as we go into the holiday season, I believe Americans are in the mood to spend. And I think they're not going to take the foot off the gas pedal.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we hear from retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne, and on this episode of Retail Gets Real, we're talking to retail industry experts from around the National Retail Federation about the holiday season's most asked questions. Today, we're going to be diving into the role of Black Friday, shipping concerns, the impact of inflation, labor shortages, and who will be spending the most. But for our first question, I'll turn to our head of consumer research, Catherine Cullen. Catherine, welcome back to Retail Gets Real.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for letting me back on.
Catherine, we've seen consumer behavior evolve over the years. And it's very interesting to me because we've been here, I've been doing this now for 9 years. And you think about just in that short period of time, how things, as it relates to holiday spending, how they've changed. But the one question we always hear a lot about is Black Friday, its relevance anymore as it relates to holiday spend and the holiday season. So tell us, is Black Friday still a big deal for retailers?
Absolutely. And this is something, as you mentioned, we've been talking about for a really long time. And so we've seen this holiday and this event really transform over the years as consumer shopping has changed. I think we all know it's not the kickoff to the season that maybe it was, you know, way back when, but it really is almost a midpoint. And it's a time when real people, you know, really look forward to finding great deals, heading out with family, finding items, checking items off their list. All those impulses and all that energy is still around. I mean, I think we just look at all of the promotional trends and how many of them reference Black Friday, even if it's happening in November or earlier November and October, to see how relevant it still is. I will also add that I think this year, consumers are going to be really interested in the store. For Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend, people felt they missed out last year. They're excited about seeing holiday decorations, heading out with family, keeping up some of those traditions. So I think that, as well as finding deals, is going to really bring a lot of energy and attention to Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanks, Catherine. Now, we don't encourage anyone to wait for Black Friday to get started, especially this year, which leads to our next question about dreaded supply chain delays. Will I get my packages in time for the holidays? And will retailers be able to stock the shelves throughout the holiday season? For the answer, we turn to NRS Vice President of Supply Chain and Customs Policy, John Gold. John, welcome once again to Retail Gets Real.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
So, what do you think? Those questions. Are we going to get the packages on time? Will the shelves be stocked? What are we looking for?
Well, I think, you know, we certainly hope that will be the case. And I think retailers are working around the clock, 24/7, trying to make sure that products will be here in time for the holidays. Obviously, the supply chain challenges we've been facing have been ongoing. Even prior to COVID, we were experiencing some of these supply chain challenges. They've just been further exacerbated by the pandemic. The supply chain is stretched from end to end, with the demand for goods, inputs, raw materials just far outpacing the supply of what's needed to not just make the goods, but move the goods through the supply chain.
Well, you think about, we've all seen the pictures. I mean, the news, you can't watch a newscast without seeing the ships that are docked outside of the ports, whether it's in LA or Jacksonville, Savannah, Charleston, you name it, they've got ships waiting to get unloaded. What is the turnaround time for that? I mean, have retailers anticipated this and therefore they're kind of prepared for it? Or is this catching everybody by surprise?
I mean, retailers certainly planned ahead for the holidays and knew that there were going to be ongoing congestion and disruption issues. They implemented many mitigation strategies, which included shipping early, looking at using air freight. Some of the larger retailers, you know, chartered their own vessels to try and get cargo here in time. the challenge we're just facing is that our ports are just overwhelmed with the goods that are coming in and the empties that are sitting there. And I think we've got to have better coordination among all parties to be able to move that cargo much quicker. We were facing challenges with available chassis, the empty container returns, some of those key operational issues that haven't been addressed in years.
Is there any product in particular? I mean, you think about, we keep talking about potential shortages or longer lead times. Is there any product or set of products that we can pretty much expect to be in short supply this Christmas season?
You know, the disruption issues are certainly hitting product categories across the board. Everything from consumer electronics, toys, apparel, footwear, home goods, appliances, you know, every category is being impacted by this. But again, retailers, both small and large, are trying to do their best to make sure that the product will be here, either in store or online, or will be able to be delivered shortly thereafter.
You know, it's interesting because what we've been saying to folks is that if you're going to go out and buy something for your loved one, whether it was your wife, your mother, your father, your son or daughter, even if they didn't have what you first wanted in stock, you're probably going to go for something because there's going to be something under that tree. So this isn't really going to impact sales, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we've obviously have, you know, put out our sales forecast looking at 8 to 10% growth over last year. So there will certainly be products on the store shelves. And this is why retailers are encouraging consumers to shop earlier than they normally would, same as we did last year. Retailers are planning for that, and they're encouraging consumers and educating consumers of the ongoing challenges that they're facing.
Retailers are smart. Consumers are resilient. Thanks, John. You know, some are noticing that the items they find on the shelves are costing more than they used to, leading us to ask, how will inflation impact holiday spending? Now, here's Jack Kleinhans, NRF's chief economist, to answer that question. Jack?
Well, thanks, Bill. Let me just back up a moment, because in order to answer that question, we really need to go back a little bit in terms of time. And we've had some really high octane spending by consumers, big demand, and it's fueling the economy, which is a good thing. And there's a sizable demand for retail merchandise. And at the same time, we have these extraordinary circumstances where we have supply challenges and we can't keep up enough inventory and production to meet with that extraordinary demand that I just mentioned. And that's going to be the cause of rising prices at this time. And this is very evident not only in retail, but in other goods that we as Americans, as households need. And so as we go into the holiday season, I believe Americans are in the mood to spend. I think they're not going to take the foot off the gas pedal. And the spending is expected to really overcome the inflation pressures that, you know, we're hearing about. And the reason why I believe that Americans can do this is because I think their household finances are solid. And we can also look across the rest of the country for that matters, you know, government and business. And they're all pulling together. We have a very strong economy and it's supportive economic growth. And it all boils down into consumers are spending and they have the income to do so. And it's way above baseline. And there is a leftover from stimulus that some people have and a stockpile of savings that put together really suggest and indicate that this holiday season certainly will show some stellar performance.
But inflation isn't the only concern. Labor shortages are making headlines across many industries. So while retailers are announcing a lot of holiday hiring plans, a lot of folks are left wondering, will retailers have enough workers to get through the busy holiday season? Ed Iggy, NRS Vice President of Workforce Development, will take this one. Hey, welcome, Ed.
Hey, thanks so much. It's good to be on the podcast.
So are there going to be enough workers to get those items that are in those warehouses into the boxes, onto the trucks, and into people's homes?
Well, it's certainly going to be a huge challenge for our industry, as it is for a lot of other industries. I can give you the numbers just to start off, give you a big picture situation. There's about 4 million jobs nationwide, frontline retail workers nationwide. Right now, in addition to that, there are 1.2 million open jobs in the retail industry alone. 700 plus thousand workers left the retail industry in August alone. So It is going to be a huge challenge. Our members are responding as best they can. They are increasing wages across the board. Amazon has increased wages. Walmart's increased wages. We've seen the average hourly wage for retail non-management positions is now almost $19. That's up $2 from the beginning of the pandemic. So they've increased flexibility, try to give workers more opportunities to be with their family when they want to be with their family and in the workplace when they want to be in the workplace. Certainly our members are doing everything they can to make sure they're fully staffed for the holidays.
So Ed, what you're saying to me is that the market works. So the market has basically dictated higher wages, more benefits, greater flexibility for workers. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Amazon announced signing bonuses of up to $3,000, which is triple what they offered just a few months ago. There's no question that our members are doing everything they can to make sure they're staffed. But beyond that, they continue to face headwinds, which is really part and parcel of the continued pandemic. The administration decided to declare an emergency recently, whereby every employer with over 100 employees will have to vaccinate all of their workers, confirm the vaccination status, and they will have to, for those who are not vaccinated, provide weekly testing, implement mask mandates for unvaccinated workers. This is a huge, huge challenge, and it's coming right at the worst possible time, which is this holiday season. So that's just another challenge they're going to have to deal with.
It is an amazing phenomenon to me. I mean, the government always feels like that they need to come in, they've got the solution, and then they basically enact it against everybody. Doesn't matter how big, how small, resources, margins, nothing. Just get it done. And oftentimes with disastrous results.
Well, that's right. And they're coming in at a time when the vaccination rate continues to climb. So just today, we hit 80% of all adults in this country have had at least one shot. The case numbers continue to plummet. So September 9th, the president made the announcement. At that time, we were well in excess of 140,000 cases per day. We're now down below half that. It's really, really poorly timed. We don't know exactly what kind of period during which we will have to implement this standard, but we are certainly hoping that the administration at least allows us to get through the holiday season and into 2022 before we have to implement the standard.
Well, it's always interesting. Thanks, Ed. Hey, now we're going to turn back to the consumer and to Catherine Cullen to share a little bit more about the consumer mindset this holiday season. Catherine, who are the biggest spenders this holiday?
Well, it's, of course, people with kids, Bill. They're buying for their children, they're buying for their loved ones, and they're buying for extended people in their social circle. So they tend to...
And themselves.
And themselves. We can't forget those treat yourself gifts. And so they spend significantly more than the average consumer. But I will note a group I did want to call out this year in terms of spend is actually those age 65 and up. They're, you know, kind of what we consider maybe the grandparent segment in some senses. Not everyone obviously is a grandparent, but they've increased their spending on gifts this year compared to last year. And I like to think it's because they are looking forward to getting together with family members, maybe seeing some of those grandkids in person in a way that they probably weren't able to last year. So I think that emotional aspect of people getting together, seeing one another face to face, that's really going to play into the holiday season, whether they have children or not, or they're buying for, you know, other loved ones in their lives.
And there you have it. As we head into the heart of this holiday shopping season, we at the National Retail Federation wish all of you a very happy and prosperous holiday. You can find the latest consumer research and economic reports on nrf.com all throughout the season. I'm Bill Thorne. This is Retail Gets Real. Thanks for listening. And during this time of pandemic, please stay safe, be well. Until next time.